The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, the 9th day of October 2018. A little reminder, Harley Schlanger will be joining me tomorrow. And I'm trying to book our past host on this network. We'll try to make that happen. At any rate, remember me saying the other day, you know, the government surveillance continues, and I don't care if it's Facebook, I don't care if it's Google. People that work for Google are throwing down their little tools and protest. They're saying that we didn't go to work for a company to do all this nasty stuff. Well, they're all doing it, folks. And it should come as no surprise that everything that you put on Facebook, everything you put on Twitter, you're out there in the cyber cloud, and it's up for grabs. Well, it's not really up for grabs. It's kind of carefully being funneled over to the government. And it's another data collection scheme. And here again, in this country, one of the rights that we had was the right to privacy. Now, I know the arguments going on the cloud and putting your information out there for all to see. Yeah, I get that. I understand that. But you would think that government agencies would do their own snooping and pooping rather than records being turned directly over to the government. There's the difference. You know, expectations of privacy, that has been talked to death to no end. And you should really expect no right to privacy in a police state. You know, because we're fighting such bad guys for national security reasons. The baby, the bathwater, the roll of toilet paper, everything went out the window. Because we're in a fight. And it's going to be a forever fight. So getting used to your constitutional rights not being in full effect, well, it wasn't since March 9th of 1933 any damn way. When our Jewish governor from New York decided he wanted to run for the White House, there was your first installed communist at the head of the government. And I am speaking of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Look it up. You know, people want to keep ducking and hiding from this. People want to say that it's not real, or that's just a conspiracy theory, or I don't want to believe that. Well, you not wanting to believe something doesn't alter the fact that it is just that, a fact. You know, I blew a lot of people away when I start talking about Abraham Lincoln. Old Abe, old honest Abe. This guy was not a nice guy. And he was a politician, and he was a lawyer. By the way, Mrs. Ford, how did you enjoy the movie? The play. Folks, there comes a time when you just have to accept things for the way that they are, the way that they were, and the way that they, well, are going to be unless fundamental changes are made. Springsteen. Abe Springsteen. And isn't it amazing that during his presidency, the original 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution just up and disappeared. Just up and disappeared. And then during Reconstruction, there was a brand new 13th Amendment. Oh yes, about slavery. These are facts, folks. This is not some wild-eyed conspiracy theory. This is part of our country's history. It is real. But there's a lot of people that don't want to believe it. And I think, I was just putting my wetted political finger in the wind to see which way it was blowing. And I think a lot of people are feeling a lot more comfortable out there. Because the communists are making their push. I'm sorry, did I say the Communist Party? CPUSA? No, that would be the Democrat Party. Wow. You know, left-leaning philosophy, that's how it's been explained all these years. Well, I think it should be made a point of by the American people to these political parties that, excuse me, operating as a representative in a constitutional republic when you're actually a communist, I think that's pretty close to treason, don't you? Now, if that point is stressed over and over, just as they do to us, folks, you want to make a lie the truth, just keep repeating it often enough, loud enough, and for many people it becomes the truth. Well, in this particular case, this would be not a total remedy, but it'd be a few aspirins for the hangover that you have. It's not going to cure your alcoholism, but it'll be a few aspirin to get rid of your headache the following day. And that would be to have the Democrats themselves start outing the real lefties in their own party. Now, I know. It's not a political solution I'm talking about, just a little gentle pushback. What's fundamentally going to change this country back into a constitutional republic is, well, we already have the document. We ain't got to do that. It's already there. It's been violated under commerce laws, under bankruptcy, under a ton of stuff. Administrative Procedures Act, the Reconstruction after the Civil War. Give it a name, give it a date, give it a time. It's been a slow eroding process. And I think a lot of people are feeling a little bit more comfortable. Well, at least the Republicans are winning the seats. The red tide. The red tide. To return us to what? Some sort of... the right word is not normalcy, but less lunacy. But your bankrupted United States is still there. All the things that they have done to undercut the republic and its law is not going to change. Do you think one day the Republicans go, well, we got enough seats, now we can make the changes that are necessary for our country and its future? I think we ought to drag out. Could you imagine this? Could you imagine somebody in the well of Congress taking time to read the Constitution aloud for the record? I don't know if that's ever happened. Well, they give it lip service. For those out there that still think there's a constitution and it exists in their democracy, that's their philosophical roots. It's now a democracy. Because they've walked so far away from the Constitution, the trick is now just convince 51% of the people and show 51% of support. Yeah, it's a squeaker, but, you know, we'll get our way. Based on what? And what's even scarier than that is the generations that are up and coming that don't know a damn thing about anything important. That's scary. I was talking about The other day, the DEA. Now, this is your administrative state for you. You know, you have the right to be accused in this country, but you also have the right of due process. Anybody can accuse you of anything. Public prosecutors, especially federal, their little game is throw as many charges against the wall and see which one sticks, like dirty diapers. Yep, we'll take that one, that one, that one, and that's what you're charged with. I don't care if they really win. They'll just grind you down through lawyers' fees, and, you know, the government wouldn't get up in front of 12 jurors and lie like this, and the presumption is that the defendant is guilty even before he opens up his mouth or the defense is made. The government wouldn't go after somebody that was innocent, would they? And they have this tendency to believe that there has been a crime committed. That's why that person's in that courtroom. And guess what they can't defend themselves on, folks? The very foundation of this country. The rights of the people. Joe in Manchester. Hello, Joe.
How are you, John? I'm a very, very long-time listener and supporter as much as I can.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Joe.
I want to throw something to you that you might consider in your promotion of the front site training deal. I was going to join that deal the last go-around you had on this pledge drive, and I decided that you could use the $500 more than I could use the training, so I just sent you the $500.
Okay. All right.
Now, with that said, I'm about coerced into doing it a second time, but I went to your website and viewed all the writing about it and said, email this. Well, I took and emailed that to most everybody on my contacts list.
Okay.
And I've even managed to get a few responses back. One from Colorado says, I know of one family who has been there more than once. That included mom and dad and the adult children. Had nothing but good things to say about it.
Yeah.
And he said he's getting too old to do it, but he would pass it on. But I would encourage you to make sure people pass that on through their emails to other people, because we don't have enough people that are listening to RBN as it is, and this might help get them to tuning in a little bit as well.
Well, and I would appreciate more people tuning into the network. That is most assuredly, you know, number one on the list. But I have an ulterior motive with this front site thing. With the amount of training, and given any scenario, folks, that you can imagine, any scenario that you can imagine, there is training for that. For the very people that have trained other people that will turn and do dastardly things to the American people, you know, in this police state mentality, they feel that they're justified. Now, my ulterior motive behind this, and I don't want to keep blaring this out, sometimes people, Joe, don't listen to me closely enough. When I said that, you know, your groups out there, whether you're a family, mom, dad, son, daughter, if you're old enough, grandchildren, whatever the case may be, you're going to need these skills in the future. And
I concur.
Yeah, and Joe, I wish it were otherwise, but I think this is going to come down to a good old-fashioned barroom brawl, winner take all.
I concur.
So with that said, I'd even ask the groups out there, the militia groups out there that might have not been visible or maybe even active in the last 10, 15 years, it's time to reconsider gathering your stuff back together. And one of the things I noticed in the militia that everybody thought if they had their MREs and their backpacks and their rifle and all that good doodad stuff that somehow that they were ready. They're not. Many of them have never been to war, never been in any a circumstance such as that. And it isn't something that you can just stand up and say, okay, I don't want to play this game, I'm going home.
John, I heard you mention the other day, and again, I may be getting the cart ahead of the horse, but you said it very low-key, but there was possibility that Frontsite was looking at building a facility in Texas.
Oh, yes, they are.
And that would open up a whole new gamut of participants.
Yeah. Well, it's in Pahrump, right outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, it gets a little warm out there, but you know what? That's okay, because just think of it this way, Joe. It's part of the scenario. You're not going to have 75 degrees and sunny skies. And, the nation breaks apart and we have some hard times going into the future, it's going to be in all kinds of weather, inclement. It's going to be in all kinds of situations. So look at that as part of your training.
There's a lot of people don't want to talk about this, but it's on a lot of people's mind.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the way I'm looking at this, I still think the economy will implode when that happens. The Antifa groups out there and the Me Toos, just imagine these people on steroids with no restrictions, burning and stealing and robbing and raping and doing all the stuff because they ain't got nothing. And they're entitled, and what you got is now theirs.
Well, they don't have anything to lose either.
Well, they don't. They absolutely do not.
Absolutely nothing to lose.
And
I really think that in and of itself is what's kept a lot of people from coming forward with support of what you're trying to do, and others as well, like-minded people, because they are afraid of losing what they've got through legal challenges or whatever.
Well, they're going to lose it anyhow. Because
I concur.
Because this next crash is going to make 29 look like a warm-up act. You know, then people do not understand this, and they will not admit it to themselves. Back in 1929, yeah, it was an overzealous stock market. Yeah. But
let me throw something to you.
But hold on a second. Let me finish this thought, Joe, and reinforce this with the audience. Back in 1929, we really didn't have a national debt. Now they keep saying the national debt is now $20-21 trillion, whatever the case may be. No, it is not. There is some $40-50 trillion that these retirement funds are upside down, and they're not going to be paying them out. When this economy goes with all of this debt that we're saddled with, this economy is not coming back. Joblessness, unemployment is going to be the norm in this country, Joe, and people aren't grasping this. Oh well, we had a bad go around in 29, and yeah, it took 10 years to climb out of that, but we came back. No, we didn't. We got a reprieve to allow them to get us indebted a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And we don't own anything for the amount of money that's owed to these bankers. Every stick of furniture, every piece of real estate, every house, every building, I don't give a damn what it is. It now belongs to the banks.
Even if your mortgage is paid off.
Even if it's paid off. And how are you going to pay your property taxes? Oh, that's right.
Sure.
Yeah, they'll just come and take it because you haven't paid your property taxes. That's because they changed the allotted title. You don't have that anymore. Well, you live in a corporation, and you've got your house, and you owe property taxes, so you either got to pay them, or we're going to take your stuff. And that includes your house that's paid for sitting on that land, even though the land itself was paid for. Yeah, people aren't looking at this, Joe, in the focus that they should be looking at this. None of this is any good. None of it.
Well, if I may throw something else out at you with regard to this employment deal, it's hard for me to get my arms around the unemployment deal as y'all speak of, because you can go to any storefront in the region that I live in, help wanted. They cannot fill these jobs. I won't say position, but jobs. But in addition to that, Michael Rivera was talking about the wind generators. And
Hang on a second. I'm being crowded by a break here. Hang on one second. Jeff, I'll take your call next. After Joe, 800-313-9443.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You still there, Joe?
I'm still here, John.
Okay, go ahead. You were saying something before we broke.
Yeah, Michael Rivera threw out again this discussion this afternoon about the wind generators and how they failed in one thing or another. Oklahoma has the wind energy companies have bought our legislators and governor. It's just absolutely incredible. How they've turned this thing upside down. I have a friend who has a sister who teaches school in the Blackwell, Oklahoma school system, and as of late, they have had to, the school board has had to go borrow money to make payroll because the wind energy companies had not paid their taxes on the wind generators that they had put up in that area and promised the school district the funds from, which only goes to show how irresponsible the school district is because of spending that money out in front that far.
Yeah, well, and
I mean, the whole thing is upside down.
And you know damn right well, in order to locate companies or start energy companies up, they give them tax breaks.
And, oh, absolutely. Big time.
And what this is telling me, the school system there, it doesn't have any other place that it can tap any revenues to pay their own damn bills, which tells me that the state is upside down. What are they going
to... The state is upside down because they can't live within their means. Well, I have to live within my means.
Well, it's just not that. You know, let me first address, before I forget about it, about these help wanted signs. Yeah, I'm seeing a few of those myself. But it's all for part-time work. Nobody is hiring anybody full-time.
I agree.
Full-time employees are being laid off left and right. That is still going on. You know, I wish to hell Sean Hannity. I would like to hear his cleanup as to how, before President Trump was elected, 92 million people were out of work in this country, and that Trump announces he's put 4 million people back to work. I would like to hear him address the issue, and nobody, and I mean nobody, has approached Sean Hannity on this and the veracity of his statement. I can subtract 4 from 92 is 88. Don't we still have 88 million people out of work? And then there's this constant, Joe, there's this constant barrage of propaganda that we've got 6 million jobs in this country, high-paying jobs that we just can't fill. Well, what happened to the people since 2008 that have lost their jobs? Did they go brain dead? Did they pack up their stuff and move to Australia? We still have talented people out there that have experience that are dying to go to work. And for the life of me, this is one well-conceived propaganda program because everybody's following it. Nobody is challenging it. The good times are here again.
Well, even more on that, John, I do some earth work once in a while, and I was working over a pipeline in southern Kansas here 2 weeks ago, and the company that owned the pipeline sent one of their crewmen out to oversee that I didn't get into their pipeline, one thing or another, and I visited with him after we got finished, and he said that, yeah, he and the rest of his coworkers had lost all of their benefits because, and they had, you know, he had 120 days of sick leave built up, and I don't know how much vacation time built up, and he lost it all because the company sold out to, I'm drawing a blank on the banking firm in New York that bought them out, and they pulled the plug on all the benefits.
Yeah, well, wait till they find out. The teachers that are in Oklahoma, you think Oklahoma is having a hard time making payroll, wait till they go to try to collect their retirement fund. It's not there. It is not there.
John, 10 or 15 years ago, General Motors had over $4 billion in unfunded retirement benefits. $4 billion, that's like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. Keep up the good work. God bless you.
I appreciate your call, Joe. Thank you for your support.
Bye.
People are still crossing their fingers, and they're hoping that this midterm election, it's going to turn the tide in this country, and we're going to go back to work, and things are going to be normal. There is nothing normal. And the sword of Damocles, the sword, of course, being the debt, is ever so closer, swinging over our head, closer and closer to our neck. And there's going to be a day of retribution. There's going to be a day of stark reality, and, well, gosh, here's the truth. What we've been telling people for all of these years. We're going to go to break here, Mike. What I find really fascinating, you watch the price of silver and gold. There are gold companies out there right now are going belly up and being bought out by other companies that used to be their competitors. Wow. How can you have 88 million people out of work? How can you have $200 trillion in debt and gold and silver keeps going down?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jeff in Michigan, you're up next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't stopped to think about it. Let me think about that. I'll get back to you.
Wow, okay, yeah. You know, John, I've been listening to you for like 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really curious as to your motivation for your program here.
The motivation for my program?
Yeah.
And you've been listening for 10 years and you weren't able to discern that?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm. You know, I was always wondering why you talk about all this constitutional stuff and freedom and rights and the American way and all that stuff, and then you always protect yourself from liability, legal stuff like that, and it almost sounds like phony. Because if you were truly what you, portray yourself to be, what you would have done is you would have had some kind of a broadcast network where you couldn't be traced and you could actually tell the truth about it.
Okay, Jeff, you've been listening to me for 10 years, and that's the best you got? All right.
No.
John,
please, let's have an honest discussion here.
Well, I don't see anything honest in the approach here. Jeff, it's kind of like...
Well, it seems like you're like, almost like, like controlled opposition gatekeeper type.
Oh, really? Okay, Jeff. Well, thank you for your call. I don't know why you keep listening then.
Off, right?
Huh? What?
I said you can't answer that, so cut me off.
No, I can't answer it. You're not asking a real question. It's one of those, when did you stop beating your wife questions? There's no answer.
Okay.
That listen to me.
Okay, well, let me
just pull them down. Jesus,
this.
I'll be able to talk now. You've made your accusations and your innuendos. Thank you very much. First of all, I don't know why you're still listening to this show. Why I believe in the Constitution and people having delegated rights that are written down so everybody can read them. I don't know what your problem with that is. Legal liabilities, and you want me to slip into the cloud someplace and be anonymous, that I'm a gatekeeper? Here's one for you, my friend. Go to hell. Go directly to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. And go listen to somebody else. And he's still talking. Yeah. All right. There's one in every crowd. What is he? Is he operating out of the basement of the CIA? This is what somebody emailed me the other day. It was on, remember that Friday show? And we had all the goofballs calling in? And somebody had emailed me and said, John, sounds like they just untapped the guys living in the basement of the CIA, all your moles and trolls. Yeah, he'd been listening to me for 10 years, and I'm a gatekeeper, and you don't seem to be real. And who are these people? 800-313-9443 was somebody that has something real to say, okay? Yeah, we were joking before the show today. I have a couple of CDs of television's greatest hits, and it's the theme songs to shows and whatever else. And I played the one for the Tonight Show, and Mike's in the control room going, "Hey-o!" I said, "If I'm going to be Johnny, you've got to be Ed McMahon." Gatekeeper. Closest I ever got to being a gatekeeper. If the good Lord finds that I'm not good enough to go to heaven, just place me at the gates of hell so I can kick my enemy's butt as they enter one by one into hell. I'll be looking for you, Joe. Thank you. U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency plans to expand a surveillance program that tracks the location of millions of everyday people through pictures of their license plates. I remember I was talking about this the other day. Well, here's some more information. According to the federal contracting data, the DEA will expand the footprint of its license plate tracking program with automatic license plate readers connected to trailer-mounted speed displays. According to the contract announced, the DEA will make a source award to RU2 Systems, Inc. RU2 System radar speed display trailers are retrofitted as mobile LPR platforms, meaning license plate readers. These platforms are in high demand by the DEA division offices across the country and demand by DEA division offices across the country and will be utilized. Why is that in there twice? Will be utilized as a continuous basis for constant and targeted LPR acquisition efforts in rural and difficult to cover areas where LPR fixed or other mobile applications are not effective or available. And what they're talking about is the mobile applications in cop cars or in a mobile type of mobile of some sort, be it a cop car, a van, or some other snooping and pooping agency. Courts also uncovered apparently related contracts awarded to small machine shops in California and Virginia to conceal the automatic license plate readers within the signs themselves. And in practice, this means check your speed digital displays police set up along the highway may well record your license plate location and time. Now, it is not made clear whether this is to try to send you a ticket if you're speeding. They've tried that before, and that has failed. A lot of these red light cameras, if you've seen in a lot of cities, people complained about it, and they got rid of them. Now, the DEA launched its license plate tracking program back in 2008. It didn't become public knowledge until 2012, when an agent revealed the existence of the program during a congressional hearing. It wasn't widely reported until 2015. As reported in the Wall Street Journal that year, the DEA tracks the location of millions of vehicles. They've engaged in this for nearly a decade, all without warrant or even public notice of the policy itself. The speed sign mounted ALPRs, they call them, represent a significant expansion of the program. In the past, the agency has primarily relied on state and local law enforcement agencies to provide the data for this program. The DEA's fiscal year 2019 budget confirms this, describing the program as a federation of independent federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement license plate readers linked into a cooperative system designed to enhance the ability of law enforcement agencies to interdict drug traffickers, money launderers, or other criminal activities on high drug and money trafficking corridors and other public roadways throughout the U.S. As the court, another war on drugs. Get out there and talk to the CIA and see how many tons of drugs they've run throughout the years. And they're still doing it. As of the court's report, as they have put it, the ALPRs cast an astonishingly wide net. Law enforcement agencies configure these to store the photograph, the license plate number, and the date, time, and location of vehicles. The technology can capture up to 2,000 license plates per minute, according to the records obtained by the ACLU via the Freedom Information Act request. The DEA also captures photographs of drivers and their passengers. And according to the ACLU, our one internal 2009 DEA communication stated clearly that the license plate program can provide the requester with images that may include vehicle license plate numbers, front and or rear, photos of visible vehicle occupants, and that, by the way, was redacted, and through the Freedom Information Act, they got a clean copy, because that was originally redacted right out of it, and a front and rear overall view of the vehicle, clearly showing that the occupant photos are not an occasional accidental byproduct of the technology, but one that is intentionally being cultivated. A 2011 email states that the DEA system has the ability to store up to 10 photos per vehicle transaction, including 4 occupant photos. Now, with the FBI rolling out facial recognition, their nationwide recognition program, and the federal government building biometric databases, which I just did the story last week, they're going to be sharing that with the military and the police, all the biometric databases. The fact that the feds can potentially access stored photographs of drivers and passengers along with the detailed location data magnifies the privacy concerns. I'm a little concerned. We're in a police state. I'm just a little bit concerned. Now, you know what this is leading to, folks? All this data collection? In case there is a restoration project in this country, they've got everything in place to track and trace. To go get the bad guys. And the bad guys are going to be portrayed as just being that, bad guys. But here are the people, you know, this is the deplorables, the ones that believe in God, country, family, Constitution, mom, apple pie, Chevrolet, whatever. Lloyd in Arizona. Hello, Lloyd. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello. Hey, just wanted to put my 2 cents in there with this fellow was talking about you being a gatekeeper and all. Or he was calling you out as a gatekeeper, am I correct?
I can understand English as well as you. Is that what he said?
I think. I don't know. Either way, I wanted to defend you first. Well, first of all, I would say the guys that call like that, because you seem to have a ton of calls like that.
Mm-hmm.
First off, start your own, if you're legitimate and you're not a troll, start your own program. Start your own radio, online radio. It's very cheap to start podcasting.
Whoa, Lloyd, wait a minute. That would be kind of a step down, don't you think? Have you ever been to our website? Have you ever looked at what this network is?
Oh yeah. I'm saying it's. I enjoy your website. I'm saying to these guys. These guys need to start their own.
Oh, you mean the trolls need to start their own?
Yes, yes. I'm talking to them.
Oh, they okay. All right.
Yeah. No. I've seen what you do. They need to start their own show and try to have, and what they need to do is they have their own broadcasting service, because you have, it's Republic Broadcasting, many different shows. One thing I like about RBN is that I can get...
Lloyd, you winked out on me there.
What I'm saying is that I can get a wide variety of angles.
Mm-hmm.
From the entire spectrum, from the Trump phenomenon to another show that might be the Jews have done it all. I mean, what other broadcasting do you get that? I don't hear that anywhere on the internet.
Well, it's just come to my attention recently, and I don't want to start any catfights or punch anybody in their already blackened eye. But just recently, I've become aware of broadcasters out there that have lost radio stations because they get up there and tell the truth, and then the stations cancel them. Now, and these are paid stations. They're paid.
Right.
The person pays to be on there. And what mm-hmm. I've always said, you know, I would have loved to have had 500 or 700 stations connected to this network. That would have been great for revenue. We never would have had mm-hmm. to take donations or anything else. But the problem is that you can't put the truth out there, because that's exactly what will happen to you.
Yes.
You'll get pulled. So I'm in agreement with you. These guys that, you know, then the moles and trolls.
And maybe that's what they want about it right now.
Well, I mean, a lot of people would like to see me quit. They would just, and I've been through the ringer quite a few times, and I'm still upright, and I'm still standing, and we're still functioning, and I plan to continue that. You know, I knew going into this, Lloyd, that this was not going to be a short-term project. I didn't think I was going to be on the air for 26 years, but hey, a job is only done when the paperwork is filed.
Well, that type of spectrum of understanding.
Lloyd, you're really pinging out on me there. You've got a weak signal.
Right. Either way, thank you, John, for what you do, man. Just keep trucking.
I'm going to try to do exactly that with a little help from our friends. I thank you for your call.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yep.
Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hello.
You know, we were talking about magnesium deficiencies. I think that was a perfect example of one. This guy's skull is cramping around his brain.
No, it is just a troll. That's all that they are. And I've got to be thick-skinned enough just to challenge him on air. And they make themselves apparent, because it's the same old accusations over and over and over again, that you're a troll, you're a mole, you're a gatekeeper, you're a this, you're a that. You know, I wouldn't have survived, Ken, for 26 years if I was anywhere close to that. But I do see other broadcasters out there that do some of the most unsavory things I've ever seen talk show hosts do, and people won't quit listening to them. So, you go figure.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did. I quit listening to a few of them.
Me too.
He said he was listening for 10 years, and you mean once in the 10 years he never called you up to accuse you of anything?
Well, isn't that
a... I don't think he knew who you were maybe 2 days ago. Somebody probably handed him a vial of Ritalin and gave him a cell phone.
Well, if he was from Michigan, I will say that I have my own personal I Hate John Statmiller fan club in Michigan. And that was started by a few people up there, and affiliated with certain groups of people that kept spreading rumors. And they did that once I left Michigan, and they were free to do a free-for-all on me. And I'm serious. I've got a core of people up there that absolutely hate my guts for they think sound reasons, and they've been lied to. But that's okay. That's human nature. We're gullible. We're this. We're wonderful. We're idiots. We're all of these things. We're human beings, and we have our trappings. So I don't get that upset about it.
I just wanted to say, you know, go do it. Sometimes you have to do it, like the song says, what must be done.
Ken, by the way, I with Steve on the air yesterday and you calling in, I went up to the local grocery store. They got a big pharmacy, and better still, they've got two aisles of supplements and whatever. Went in, talked to the pharmacist, and I explained to her that my on-air partner, broadcast partner, was making fun of my claw hand in the morning, or claw hands. And she looked at me and smiled, shook her head, and said, yeah, you need magnesium. So what I did last night...
Everybody knew it except...
And Steve Elkins didn't know it. You know, he was making fun of me. I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get him back. But he
I'll tell you something. Don't take too much of it. For example, I have these little scoops, and when you take too much of it, you end up, you know, it acts like a physic.
Are you talking about bowel movement? Because that's what hit me today.
In a manner of speaking.
Yes, I've already experienced that little. But you know what? That's okay too. But I'm going to do the magnesium citrate.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I got. I have it in a powdered. Okay.
Now this is liquid. Hey, I'm on break. Gotta go. This is too good to be true. Except this time, it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Frank in Pennsylvania. Hello, Frank.
Hey, John, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Magnesium citrate, you better be careful with that. That has aspartame in it. They used to put cane sugar in it. But the reason I called is that last caller, Jeff, well, he's a couple callers ago, was really insulting to the RBN fans and supporters of this network. especially you, John. You do such a wonderful job forcing us to become smart, forcing us to critically think what we're being told by the major media. Your network done more to inform me, my family, and my friends, and any media outlet, bar none, John, and you do a wonderful job.
Well, I appreciate
the good work.
I appreciate that, Frank, and, you know, I'm not always perfect, and for being on air for 26 years, I think I've remained pretty consistent in what I believe and what I think. I've got a core, you know, they talk about values, core values, and I think I have them. And they've been instilled in me, and that is the lamp unto my feet. You know, and I keep looking around, and I look at people that criticize the people. You know, I'm one of the few radio network owners that actually does their own show on their own network, which you can imagine is an invite for the moles and trolls, and they do take advantage of it. But I think I've got a pretty good track record over 26 years, and I'm going to continue to do what I do because I owe it through my birthright in this country. I owe it to my fellow Americans to try to right this ship and set it on a proper course.
Absolutely. I go back to the days of your network when you used to be carried on the Accent Radio Network many years ago with Jerry Hughes, who's a carrier show. He has since passed away many years ago. But you've done more to inform the public and make us aware, force us to critically think what we're being told. John, throughout the years, you've done so much, and I just want to thank you personally and your network for doing a wonderful job. Keep up the good work. You do the righteous work, John, and that's the payoff at the end, all right?
All right, Frank, thanks for your call. And I appreciate these calls of support. I really do. Because, you know, everybody is imperfect. I am imperfect. You are imperfect. And I have made mistakes. Trust me, I've made mistakes over these 26 years. But the old saying goes, what happens when you get knocked down? You get up, you dust yourself off, and you do it again. You get knocked down, you get right back up, and you do it again. That takes commitment. And I'm committed because I don't believe that my being born into this country was an accident. You ever think about that, folks? You know, you get one shot at this life. And the flat earthers and the people who believe in reincarnation, they're not listening to this show. There's only one go-around with this, and it's a gift. It's one that's almost imaginable, unimaginable. You can't get your mind wrapped around it. Everybody wants to come up with the reasons why and how you should believe in this, that, and the other, rather than just standing there and looking around and going, wow, I am alive. And I was born in one of the best countries. The government was formed by men, as imperfect as they are, and we've seen the result of some of the imperfections over the years, most assuredly. But folks, I could have been born in Zimbabwe, for God's sakes, or communist China, or I could have been born back in communist Russia many years ago. I owe, so it's off to work I go. I owe something back to this country, as we all do. And you see it's under attack to split and divide everybody. Folks, what they're wanting is martial law. They want race wars in this country. They don't want a happy, normal life that you can live your own life in full measure the way you decide to live it. They just don't want it. As I always say, keep your hands off my itty-bitty. James, you're up next. We'll be back top of the hour break.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.